A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Ches, Psachim 58a, pagination page 115, at the top of the page, the start of a new perek, the start of a Mishnah. Tomid Nishchat B'shmona Umechza, V'korev B'tisha Umechza. The Tomid, the afternoon regular carbon that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash, would be brought at the time of 8.5 hours into the day, in terms of its shechita, the slaughtering, the starting of the process, and then it was actually brought on the Mizbeach an hour later, after all the preparations were done, at 9.5 hours into the day. Ba'arvei Psachim, on Erev Pesach, though, they brought it early by 1 hour. Nishchat b'sheva umechza v'kore b'shmona umechza, 7.5 hours into the day for the shechita, 8.5 for the bringing on the mizbeach, b'im b'chol b'im b'shabbos, and that made no difference whether it was a weekday or it was Shabbos. The only exception to that rule, as we'll see in a moment, is going to be if it's on Friday, Erev Shabbos, because they had additional considerations. They had to make sure that everybody would be able to roast the Korban Pesach before Shabbos, and for that they gave an extra hour, and they would bring the Tamid even earlier to allow for that. Now, a few things to keep in mind over here. The Tamid was a regular Korban. There was one brought in the morning, and there was one brought in the afternoon. Afternoon being sometime in the afternoon, we'll discuss the exact timing, but for starters, the regular time that it was brought was 8.5 and 9.5 into the day. For explanatory purposes, let's imagine that we're dealing with a day that sunrise is 6 o'clock a.m. and sunset is 6 p.m. So that we're dealing with a perfect symmetrical 12-hour day, and keep things really simple. So the Mishnah is telling us that the Tamid on a normal day would be brought at 2:30 and 3:30, meaning 8.5 hours into the day for the Shechita and 9.5 for the Mizbeach. That's 2:30 and 3:30. On Erev Pesach, we have to take something into consideration. Normally, we push the Tamid as late as reasonable, because the halacha is that you can't bring other karbanos after the Tamid. That's the general rule. And therefore, we're pushing the Tamid as late as we reasonably can. But on a day when there's a Korban Pesach, the rule of the Korban Pesach is that it has to be brought after the Tamid. That's the one exception. So in this case, since our focus is the Korban Pesach, we're going to bring the Tamid 1 hour earlier. So instead of 2:30 and 3:30, we're doing 1:30 and 2:30. And then we'll bring the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah continues and says, Chol Erev Pesach lios be'erev Shabbos. If Erev Pesach was Erev Shabbos, so that there's a limited amount of time available to roast the Korban Pesach, because it has to be done before Shabbos. So Nishchat B'sheishu Mechza, we bring the Tamid as early as reasonable, which is 6.5 hours into the day in our explanatory example. So we're dealing with 12:30. V'korev b'sheva umechza, and it's brought on the Mizbeach at 7.5 into the day, in our example, 1:30. V'apesach acharov, and then you would start the Korban Pesach, giving you enough time to bring the Korban Pesach after the Korban Tamid, and allowing time to roast it before Shabbos begins. This is the statement regarding the Korban Tamid, and how it was adjusted as a result of the Korban Pesach. this set of guidelines that the Talmid has an ideal time, but it can be adjusted earlier, has a beautiful application regarding the tefillah of Mincha. We know that the afternoon service, Mincha, corresponds to the afternoon Karban Talmid. And therefore the Mechaber in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel writes that if a person davened Mincha after 6.5 hours into the day, Yotza, your Yotza, your mitzvah, because you're allowed to do that, and sometimes they would actually do that on an Erev Pesach Shechol Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. There is such a thing, 6.5 hours into the day. In our example, 12:30. The Iker Zemana, the Mechaber says, though, but the proper time, the main time, Mitesha Shau Sumechza, is 9.5 hours into the day, Ulamayla, and on, because ideally, we're looking to correspond directly to the ideal time of the Karban Tamid. And that, as the Mishnah presented it, if there are no other mitigating factors, then ideally, it was shecht at 8.5 hours into the day, 2:30 in our example, and it was brought 9.5 hours into the day, 3:30 in our example, and that 9.5 hours into the day, however it would play itself out, based on sunrise, sunset, and then dividing that amount of time into 12 units, called variable hours, that will produce your time for 9.5 hours into the day. Nowadays, you go on a computer program, they do the calculations for you, and you have your numbers. Now, sometimes 9.5 hours into the day is not an ideal time for a person to daven. And that's this concept that you're allowed to bring it earlier up to 6.5 hours into the day. There's a fascinating Taisvis over here, the second Taisvis. Taisvis brings a Gemara in Yuma asking, why can't you daven Mincha already? Bein Ho'arbayim, that it's starting in the direction of sunset, that the sun is producing shadows already in the direction of the second part of the day, why can't you already daven Mincha from midday, from 6 hours and on? Why is it specifically 6.5? And that shaila and that discussion in the Gemara Yuma plays itself out in practical halacha. In the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, they bring, for example, that the 6.5 hours is so firm as the earliest time for Mincha that you shouldn't even start Ashrei until after that time, 6.5 hours into the day, not just for Shmona Esrei, but even for Ashrei. On the other hand, they have a quote from Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zatzal that if a person did start davening after 6 hours into the day, but before 6.5, and he realized that he started early, he should not stop, he should just continue his Shmona Esrei, because ultimately, from 6 hours into the day, there's already enough to rely on, apparently, that you don't have to redo the Shmona Esrei. Now, just to review some terms that are very important, the earliest time for Mincha is 6.5 hours into the day. That's referred to as Mincha Gedola, very easy to remember, the big Mincha, the Mincha that's davened when the day is still big, there's still a lot left to the day. The other time described as ideal for davening Mincha is the description of the 9.5 hours into the day, and that's referred to as Mincha Ketana. They're easy to remember, small. The day is already small. It's closer to sunset already. And that's going to be 2.5 hours before sunset of these variable hours, depending on sunrise and sunset of that particular day. One more term, which is not directly described in our Mishnah, but is very useful and just easy to understand once we did all this description. So that's plag ha-mincha. That's half of mincha. We're referring to the smaller mincha. And half of that is called plag ha-mincha. That's an hour and a quarter before sunset, using these variable hours. And that is useful to know regarding, for example, the earliest time to light the Shabbos lights, Neiros Shabbos, Hadlakas Neiros. Likewise, if a person is traveling on Hanukkah, they want to know the earliest time that they could light the Hanukkah menorah. That's all based on Plag HaMincha. So again, just to review these times based on our hypothetical 6 o'clock sunrise, 6 o'clock sunset. So Mincha Gedola, 6.5 hours into the day, is going to be 12:30. Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours into the day, is going to be 3:30. And Plag HaMincha is dividing the remaining amount of time from Mincha Ketana till sunset, which is 2.5 hours. We divide that in half. We produce Plag HaMincha, half of the smaller Mincha, and that would be 4:45, or 1.25 hours before sunset. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.